we get things rolling this afternoon by getting on board the G&M Family Market phone line and talking with her friend Charlotte Wilder of The Wilder Things and SB Nation. Charlotte, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Great. It's good to have you back on with us. And since last we talked, you got yourself a new gig. Tell us a little bit about that.
I did. I left USA Today Sports, and I am now a staff writer at SB Nation, which is a part of Vox Media. So moving on, having some fun, writing some stuff on the internet.
I love
nothing
it.
Nothing too different.
Well, I want to talk about something you were tweeting about yesterday, and fascinating to me because it shed a whole new light for me on the game of football. Can you talk a little bit about the experience of watching the Patriots yesterday with your Nana?
Yeah. So my grandmother, she actually lives in Maine. She lives in Rockport. But I live in D.C., and my aunt and uncle live here, and she's with them for the holidays. And so I went over there, and she's kind of a firecracker, which, you know, I should hope we should all be so lucky at 95 years old, very much with it. And so I was saying, you know, I have to watch the Patriots and the Broncos. And she was like, okay, I'll watch with you. And so we sat there, and she just had some really incredible takes about the game of football.
I think everybody should watch sporting events with an older relative. I think it gives you a great new perspective.
I completely agree. It was her most fire take was probably what was it? Oh, football is training for terrorism. And I was like, "Ooh, Nana, that's a hot one. We should get you on you know, some sports radio or something."
Yeah, she could be in the morning show on EEI with those kind of hot takes.
She can probably hold her own better than anyone else can, to be honest.
I would say so, absolutely. Well, I love the piece you wrote for SB Nation, your Sports Things of the Year and for 2016, which is a year many of us will be happy to see in the rearview mirror. But I wanted to talk about a few of the items on there that you highlighted this year. And let's start with breakups. It was apparently a good year for breakups.
Yeah, there were so many. Yeah, that was a fun thing to put together. I was sort of thinking, you know, what's a way to sort of look back on the year without being like, and then this happened, and then that happened. I think, you know, obviously you had Russ and KD when Durant decided to go to Golden State. That was a very eventful July 4th. And I think that sort of, you know, Westbrook's response has been pretty fun to if a little bit sad, you know, sort of watching him do this scorched earth thing. And then let's see what else. We had old Dwayne Wade and Pat Riley when Wade left the Heat. I put the Patriots into Deflategate on there because, you know, I think that was a breakup that we were all pretty happy to see coming. I don't know about you.
I was sad in a way, but you know, now that it's over, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you're a New England person, you probably didn't want to see Brady sit out. But, you know, it was nice that maybe Deflategate's over. Who knows?
Also, you mentioned this was a good year, and some of it hits close to home here in New England, but it was a good year or bad year, depending on your perspective, for retirements.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? We said goodbye to so many. I'm still having a hard time with Ortiz. I can't lie. I don't know how you've been taking it, but the thought of him not swinging a bat really bums me out.
Well, you know, we had Joe Castiglione and Dave O'Brien up here for an event last week, and both of them seem to believe that there's at least a chance, maybe 20-25% chance, that sometime around June, when the weather warms up, Poppy's going to pick up the phone and say, I could still hit 20 home runs in the rest of the season.
I mean, to be honest, I wrote that in the piece. I was like, I'm still holding on to some hope. I mean, when he tweeted when the Sox got Chris Sale, and, you know, he seemed excited about it, I was like, yeah, come back. Let's do this.
Now, of all the things that were big this year, the one that ended up at the top of your list, maybe a bit of a surprise, maybe an underdog going in, and that is groin kicks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Draymond went on that whole big. I mean, he's still kicking people this season, but last season, especially during the playoffs and the finals, he was just kicking guys, tapping guys in the nuts left and right. And I was thinking about it. Originally, I was going to make a 3-1 lead be the winner because you had, you know, you had the Golden State blew a 3-1 lead and then Union blew a 3-1 lead. And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? If there were anything that would encompass this whole year, it is definitely someone getting kicked in the nuts. So I think we're just going to run with that.
Yeah, well, I feel like the whole year did that to a lot of us, so it did seem appropriate. God. So what's going to be better? We're talking with Charlotte Wilder of the Wilder Things, SB Nation. What hope do we have that 17, whether it's in sports or even bigger picture events, is going to be even better?
Oh, man, I don't know, Rich. you know, it's funny because this whole, you know, 2016 is the worst thing has caught on the internet, and all of us, I think we're hoping to be able to see this year go with a different outcome, at least I was, election-wise. But I'm a little worried that 2017 is actually not going to be any better. But, you know, I think we just sort of, we keep going. We do what we can. Keep telling jokes on the internet, that seems to make a real difference in how things go in the world. I don't know. Sports-wise, I think it's going to be good. Although I will say that the two game sevens, that was sort of incredible for me this year, just watching that NBA final and then that final game of the World Series. I don't know if 2017 can top those.
Now, you tweet about a lot of things, and I do the same, but you have a hell of a lot more followers than I do. How much do you get of the, hey, just stick to sports kind of comment from people?
Man, that's a good question. I probably tweet about too many things and too often. But I think for me, it's anything that I can sort of riff on and either make surprising somehow or bring something, a new joke to it, or, you know, a new way of thinking, which is kind of what I try to do with my articles too. But I don't get that much. And I don't know whether that's because before I did sports, I was, you know, doing a sort of more general interest beat, or because if you follow me, you have read enough of my tweets to know that you're not just going to get, like, game analysis. I mean, I definitely do. It usually happens when people don't like what I'm saying, which is, you know, stay in your lane. but, you know, jokes about other stuff, it doesn't seem to happen too much to me, which is nice.
Well, and we'll wrap it up on this note. I love the piece you did on that incredibly annoying. Well, I don't know if it's the commercial that's annoying, maybe because we see it so often, but certainly the young woman involved in this Xfinity commercial who's going to apparently interweb hell when she goes to the grandparents and they're off the grid.
I know. Yeah, so this commercial, the one where she's like going to hell, a.k.a. grandma, because there's no Wi-Fi, I've been watching that all season during NFL games, being like, man, there are so many things wrong with this commercial. And last night, sort of in a fit of rage, I wrote this thing up and then this morning finished it. And I was, you know, my editors, I was like, hey, I'm going to publish this. And they're like, okay. And it's actually kind of taken off. I think a lot of people on the internet were as frustrated with this commercial as I was. So, you know, if you're annoyed by something, write about it online and see who else is, I guess, is the moral of the story.
There you go. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's my approach.
There you go. We're all making friends because we hate this stupid commercial.
Perfect. Hey, Charlotte, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time with us here this afternoon, and we'll catch up with you again in the new year.
Yes, please do. Happy holidays, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Charlotte Wilder, follow her on Twitter @TheWilderThings, and of course, read her terrific work on SB Nation.